The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph quotes, actually the Gemara beginning on Daf Nun Amabez on the bottom, quotes a long braisa that analyzes the pasuk Abas Ish Koin Kisechel Liznois Esavihi Mechaleles Beish Tisarif. The Gemara, the braisa, the last statement in the braisa was a very ambiguous statement. It was a statement made by Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar over there says in that braisa that asavia besreifa beschamea beskila. The Gemara gives no less than four possible interpretations of that statement. And then the Gemara says, on Daf Nun Aleph on the base, Omer, Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Bavu, Omer Rav, Halacha Kedisholach Ravin Mishmeid Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. The first interpretation, which Ravin gave in the name of Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, is the correct interpretation. To which the Gemara immediately asks, Hilchasa L'mashicha, the question, Skila, Sreifa, do not apply B'zman Azeh. Bezdin doesn't give those types of punishment. So why is knowing what the halacha is the Skila, is the Sreifa, relevant to be taught us? Amalei Abaye, to which Abaye responds, if that's going to be your approach, Elamata Sreif is Kachim, my listening. We ought not to learn all of Kachim Masechtis. Unfortunately, we have no Beis HaMikdash. With the same concept, Hilchos HaMashicha. Ela Drosh V'Kabel Schar. What our learning is not limited to only learning what's relevant, Halach L'maisa. Learning has value for the sake of learning itself. Hachinami Drosh V'Kabel Schar. So Gemara responds, Hachi Kamri. What was meant to be said, Hilchos Salamali. We know it's Asur. The question is, what the issue is only, what did Rebbe Elazar mean to say? When Mashiach comes, we'll ask Rebbe Elazar. It won't be necessary for us to try to figure out what he meant. And we don't need to know before that. Sugya d'shmatz alocha kam. So Taisus, Divrei Maskil, Hilchos HaMashicha, asks a question. He asks a question with a tremendous bekiyus from many places throughout Shas, where we see the Gemara Paskin Shilas, which are Hilchos HaMashicha. And Taisus successfully goes and tries to show how every one of those issues have relevance to us, even B'zman Hazeh. The only question that Taisus remains with is that the Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, teaches us what is the way Kmitza was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And Kmitza, of course, is not relevant B'zman Hazeh. So, Taisus gives three answers. One is, there was only Reb Yosef's opinion that Hilchos HaMashicha, that we don't need to discuss halacha that don't apply till Mashiach. Another approach, Taisus suggests, is that Reb Yosef only asks Hilchos HaMashicha where there's a question of something is Osir, and that Isir isn't relevant only Losad Lovai. For example, it's Osir to have any of these relations that are discussed with a father, with a father-in-law, etc. The only nafkamin is what will be the Oynish, There's no question that it's osur. The question is regarding the punishment. That really is only going to be relevant when Mashiach comes. But when Mashiach comes, we're going to live in a different world. We're going to live in a world where people won't do Averis. So why does the Gemara need to work with that? And the third pshat, which is what we alluded to when we explained the Gemara, and that is our discussion in the Gemara is not a discussion of a halacha, of a din. Our discussion in the Gemara is trying to understand the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. It's not like we're just trying to understand a basic halacha. And understanding Rebbe Lezer doesn't have relevance b'zman hazeh. That is what caused Rabbi Yosef to ask, why are we delving into that? Daruch Lener, very similar approach, says there's a nafkamina between where an Amayra, a Tana, establish a halacha, even though it's Hilchos Mashiach, versus where the Talmidim trying to establish who is the halacha like, or what did they mean when it's not relevant until Loss of Lovai. The way I think I understand what the Aruch Lener means to say, it's a tremendous lesson to Talmidim. Because the Talmidim need to know what they should be concentrating on, what they should be spending their time on, and what not. So of course we need to know everything that it says in the Torah. We need to know everything that says in the Torah. But we also know that we only have limited amount of time to learn. And we should know what not to concentrate on and what yes to concentrate on. Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanson, in his Sefer, Shoyle Meshif, also says that the definition of the question of Hilchos Mashiach is not that Chas V'Sholem we shouldn't learn everything, Kol HaTorah Kula, even subjects that aren't relevant b'zman hazeh. Rather, says the Shoyle Meshif, the Gemara's focus is only on spending time to try to paskin the halacha. And his approach is, as we find many times, called Samasha, that we know that throughout Shas, when we have a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. But the Masha says, in the name of the Mekubalim, that when Mashiach comes, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. And therefore, what says the Shoyle Meshif, the question of Gemara is, the whole way we approach Psak Halacha is going to change dramatically when Mashiach comes. And therefore, if it's relevant, Bizman is there, because we have to know what to do or what not to do. So of course we have to pass in the Shaila. But if it's not relevant, Bizman is there, and the way we're going to approach Psak is going to change, then why spend time concentrating on that? The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Sif Tes through Sif Yud, says that a person should spend most of his time in learning, knowing the halacha that he's supposed to follow, learning Musar to teach him how to live, and that should be his main concentration. But of course, he continues, that if somebody should not take the approach, so if so, I'm not going to learn, say, the Kachim, because it's not relevant as our Gemara says, Bizman Azeh. So he says, the way the Torah, the way Shas is organized, is that Shas, all halach, there's no mesechta that one could say concentrates only on one subject. All subjects are all mesechtas. Since all subjects are all mesechtas, we need to learn all mesechtas if we want to be experts even in the subjects that are relevant b'zman hazeh. Moreover, we know that the Gemara says, "Kol Isaac b'taris oyla kikriv oyla, kol Isaac b'karbachatas is kila hikribachatas." So it's important to learn the kachim mesechtas just to be able to have the credit as if you brought a carbon chatos or brought a carbon oila. Moreover, the Chasam Sofer in Masecht Nedarim, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, in discussing what is the definition of Torah Lishma, because he asks a question. Whenever the Gemara speaks about this concept, the Gemara calls a Torah Lishma. Why doesn't the Gemara call a Torah L'Shem Shemayim? So he says, the Gemara Masechta Sota, Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, differentiates between a mitzvah and Torah. Mitzvah only has the power to protect the person while he's doing the mitzvah. Torah has the power to protect the person, bein be'idna de osuk bein, and bein be'idna de loy osuk bein. So he says, Torah lishma, if somebody's learning Torah only to know how to fulfill a mitzvah, so that Torah is like fulfilling a mitzvah. But as we just quoted the Gemara Masechta Sota, that doesn't have the ability to protect the person to the same degree as if he were learning Torah. But when you learn Torah, not because because you need to know what to do. You're learning Torah because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. That's called learning Torah Lishma. And that Torah has the ability to protect you, bein be'idna the osik ba, bein be'idna the loy osik ba. Moreover, he says, because when we learn Torah, what we're doing is we're connecting ourselves to Hashem. We're not only connecting ourselves to Hashem, we're trying to understand, so to speak, kaviyachol, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu think? So you need to learn Kol HaTorah Kula to get that understanding. On the other hand, there are Mefarshim, I saw the Sefer Divrei Menachem, says the definition of Torah, Lishma means Torah, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because that's the word Torah. Torah is from the same root as Hayrah. Hayrah is to teach us what to do, and that's what Torah is. The main point of Torah is to know what to do. There's a very famous Hagdama from the Avni Nezer in his Sefer Egel Eital. The issue that he discusses is that we know mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. A person is supposed to fulfill a mitzvah. What is supposed to be his intention? His intention is supposed to be, I'm doing the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to do. So the question he discusses, so perhaps if somebody enjoys learning, that maybe is considered Torah Shloi Lishma. Maybe that's not considered the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn. So he says, somebody who learns Torah and enjoys learning Torah, on the contrary, is fulfilling the highest level of Limud HaTorah. Because he explains, the whole point of learning Torah is for one to connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does one connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is by learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And by enjoying the learning, that shows you have even a greater connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, to summarize, clearly, learning Torah is a mitzvah under all circumstances. Any part of Torah. There's much to be gained in learning Torah, even if it's not relevant b'zman hazeh. But certainly, there's a higher level of learning when you learn Torah that's relevant to our daily lives. And when I say it's relevant to our daily lives, it could be even if you're learning Torah that on subjects that are not necessarily applicable b'zman hazeh, but their lessons are applicable b'zman hazeh. Or, as the Avni Nezer teaches us, when one enjoys what he's learning, he's fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. Moreover, certainly, even if you're learning Torah, the Mefarshim explain, in subjects that are not relevant, Bizman Hazeh, but you need to understand the words of the Torah. And let's say you're learning a Chumash, you're learning Psukim about Kabbonis, let's say, that are not relevant, Bizman Hazeh. But still, you need to, every person is obligated to understand every word of the Chumash, of the Chamisha Chumash Torah. There we don't say that learning those subjects is Tilchus L'Mashicha. That's something that we're all obligated to do. In conclusion, I saw from the Ber Maim Chaim, learning, he explains, the parshias of Kabbonis shows that a person really would love to bring a carbon. Really would love to bring a carbon and accomplish with bringing that carbon with whatever it accomplishes. But, unfortunately, we don't have the ability to bring Kabbonis. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Chishiv Adam Lasas Mitzvah. If a person had the intention to do a mitzvah, V'nenes V'lo Yaso, and something beyond his control prevented him from being able to fulfill the mitzvah, Malov HaKosuv Kilo Asa. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him credit as if he did the mitzvah. So here, if somebody learns Parshas Kabbonis, but unfortunately can't bring the Kabbonis because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Malal of HaKosuf Kilasa, I'll give you credit as if you did it. And I once saw Pshat, maybe you'll even get more credit. Because when you do it, who says you would have done it perfectly? But in the Machshava, it's much easier to do it perfectly. And of course, to conclude, we know the Chafetz Chaim says that learning the Parshas Kabbonis is essential. A Jew has to live with the Amuna, Achakaloi, B'chol Yom Shiyovei, the Mashiach will be appearing imminently. So Mashiach is going to come, and the Beis HaMikdash we know is going to come down in a Shemayim, and immediately we're going to have to bring Kabbonis. Only those who spent their years becoming expert even in those halachas will be able to know what to do and come to Beis HaMikdash and offer their kabbonis. So every time we learn these halachas that maybe aren't unfortunately relevant b'zman hazeh, we're showing our amunah in Bias HaMashiach b'mher b'yimeinu amen.